Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, again, we've been talking about the payments. Again, that's the connection. We've been talking about the payments when it comes to Nezikin. If there's a change in the value of the animal, who is going to, after death, Hashas Hamad Abedin, everything we spoke about. So now Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman. We don't estimate Lo Luganav V'Lo Lugazlan Elo Nezikin. This din of Shaman, of estimation, is a unique halacha when it comes to Nezikin. We don't do when it comes to Ganav or Gazlan. What exactly are we talking about? So says Rashi, Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Minig Dayonin Hu. An interesting start, right away, again, reading Rashi carefully. Rashi seems to be telling us something that otherwise we would not have thought. Whatever din is being taught right now is Minhag HaDayonin. This is the way that the Dayonin do it. Sounds like it might not be Iker HaDin. Might not be Iker HaDin. We have to try and, you know, sort of keep those words in focus, right? Minhag HaDayonin. What, in terms of what? She'ein shamin lo laganav v'lo lagazlan. That we don't estimate for ganav or gazlan, meaning shim ganav v'gazal behem okelim. If a person stole an animal or a vessel, v'nifchesu etzlo, the shorush of pachos, right? Like we saw, like pchas nevelom, it became worth less. It was less in value while it was in the rishus of the ganav. Let's see. Ain't shaman hanavela vahashvar and lebailim, sheyaxir gun of hapchas, el yeshalim behema vekalim me'ulim vahashvarim shalom. Well, the reason that he says that either it died or that it broke is because, again, if it's just that the market value changed, then in the end, when the solution is that you have to give back a whole animal, that's still going to be changed. So, whatever we're talking about, so the shaman that we're talking about is a shaman that changed because it went down in value because of something that happened to it. So either the kli broke, the animal got injured, or the animal died. One of these happened. So how do we figure out how it gets paid? How does it work? So says Rashi, this din of Shmuel is that you cannot simply give back the animal the way that it is. You can't give back the broken shards. You can't even give back the broken shards plus the differential, right? Similar to the Torah Nevela, the sugi that we just had, the Bailam and Tapu the Nevela. Right there we said you give back the Nevela and you pay the difference. That would not be the case here. You have to give back a behema, an entire animal, right? Some of your Seshlema, the Kelim Me'ulam Vashvarim Shalom, and the Ganev keeps the broken pieces. Why? We'll see. Why that is, we'll see. But that's the din. So there's a distinction being drawn between Ganav and Gazlan on the one hand, and Nezikin on the other. Yeah.
Should we say that Bimadai in that word Shvarim Shalom, and that the Shibur is only a lashon for Kalim and not for
Nevela? I don't think so, because since he said earlier Nevela, I assume here he means Shvarim by whatever broke. Whatever broke, and then it's going back on the Rahim also, because he did use the shorish of Shvarim for the animal.
He did. So what if he broke it?
No, didn't he?
He said Nevela and Shvarim. Nevela meaning the dead animal.
Oh, somebody else did. Sorry, great. Yeah.
So
it means both. There's no reason to differentiate here in this halacha. Again, the differentiation though is between Ganav and Gazlan on the one hand, and the Shvarim and the Nezikin. On the other hand, that the din that we talked about of Bailam Atapim bin Avela, and that you're going to give back the carcass to the Nizak, is limited to a case of hazard. Yeah.
So if you break its leg or something, you have a completely brand new one?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, right now it just says, right now it didn't seem to say the value. Right now it seems to say you actually have to give it. We'll get to the value in a little bit later.
Also, doesn't explain the reason behind it, right?
Correct. No, said we're going to get there. Good. Elo l'nizakin, rather only when it comes to nizakin, says Rashi, shamin k'dechsev ha-meisi elo. There it's a gzeres ha-kasuv. There it's a gzeres ha-kasuv. And that's why the dayanim presumably have the right to do it in this way. Right? This is what he said, that it's a minag dayanim. Why they want to, we haven't explained that yet. Okay. Says the Gemara, again, Amar Shmuel in shamin l'naganav l'lagazlan elo l'nizakin, v'ani omer, and I say af l'shoel. And I say even when it comes to a shoel. What does that mean? Even when it comes to a shoel? That if you borrowed something and it went down in value for one of these reasons, then something. Right? The Gemara is going to say in a second, we're not sure exactly what he means. But Shoel is the same as one of these two cases, right? Even Shoel, Abba Modali. And Abba agrees to me. Who is Abba? So he says that Abba did not refer to his father. Abba, Rashi says, is a respectful title for his Rebbe, for Rav. It's a very strange,
but Rashi was Rebbe.
Again, they disagree plenty, but he respected it. What happened?
We thought the shot was like you barred it, and then Abba like you lost it, like
Abeda. No. Okay. Oh, what's strange about this memra of Shmuel? What is it? Shmuel starts off Ein Shaman Lo Naganav. Shmuel is making a statement and says Vani Omer and I say. Weren't you talking the whole time? It was Shmuel at the beginning, and now it's still Shmuel.
Wasn't he talking at the Minha
Dayan? Oh, very good. So maybe that's what pushed Rashi to say that it was Minha Dayan, and then I say something different. Very good. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says B'Shiltos D'Rav Achlai, and the Shiltos, which is again a collection of memories from Chazal from Rav Achlai Gaon. Garcinan Amar Shmuel Amar Li Abba. At the beginning of the Gemara, when it says Amar Shmuel, there it has a gear of Amar Shmuel, Amar Li Abba, that Abba said to me, V'lo kepirish akuntris, depirish de minag dayanim kachu. And not like Rashi said that it's minag dayanim. How do those 2 points are connected is exactly what Jack just said. Meaning, why was it, what forced Rashi to say that it's minag dayanim was because otherwise Rashi doesn't understand what's the shift between Amar Shmuel and Vani Omer. So something must have changed. So Rashi says, okay, so must be that what changed is that at the beginning he was saying this is what the Dayanim do, and then he's adding on another din that he thinks is true. Toso says if the Girsa is Amar Shmuel, Amar Li Abba, that he's quoting from Abba, so then everything is fine. Because as long as the original statement was in quoting somebody else, so then it's appropriate to chime in and say, but I think this, Vani Omer. And then the end is that Abba even agrees to me. And it reads smoothly. And according to that, you don't have to say anymore that we're talking about something which is Minaga Dayanan. There's nothing forcing us to say that it's Minaga Dayanan. And without something forcing us to say, why would we want to say that? The simplest reading of the memra, of the statement, is that it's telling us a halacha. Then the question is, why is the halacha true? Right? Why should it be true? Again, so the girsa issue.
The question, why is it a bit on the owner?
The implied question that Tosfos is saying, and what was probably bothering Rashi as well, is what. If the statement is being made by Shmuel and it starts off Amar Shmuel, then the next line when he says Vani Omer, isn't it all Shmuel talking? Why does he then say Vani Omer?
Unless he's quoting something and he's responding on that?
Right. So Tosfos says he is quoting, because I have a gears that says it. But Rashi doesn't seem to. He can't just make up that he's quoting somebody. Usually, if he's quoting somebody, he'll say, even if he doesn't know who it was, Shamati, something, right. Quoting somebody. But he wants to bring Geula Olam. He's not quoting anybody here. So Rashi comes up with a new solution and says, he's not quoting, he's quoting a practice. And then he says what I think is the din. So, but again, now from that, when it started maybe as a gears issue, emerges a machlokas potentially in terms of the scope of this halacha. This din that we're not going to do shaman, that we're not going to estimate when it comes to the ganav and the gazlan, and you're always going to have to give a new behema or the new kli. Now is a question, is that just what the Dayanim said, or is that Meikar HaDin? So now, with that, look at the next Tosos. And now we understand the connection in the Tososim. Ein Shaman L'Nagana below the Gazlan, Perish HaKuntris. What did Rashi explain? Ein Shaman HaNevela V'Hashvarim L'Bailim She'yachzer HaGanav HaPechas El Yishalim Behem HaShlema V'Kelim Ulim V'Hashvarim Shalom. So that's a quote of Rashi, which is basically telling us the metzius, right? This quote doesn't tell us whether what's happening is Me'ikar HaDin or it's the Minag HaDayanim. It's just telling us that if you steal something and then it breaks, whether it's the animal that breaks or whether it's the vase that breaks, it doesn't matter. You keep the shards, and you have to pay with a new vessel or a new animal. So this halacha now we know according to Tosfos. Again, if you say that it's the minhag ha-dayanim, so presumably you need to have a logic also, but it could just be that the dayanim just thought it was more efficient to do it this way. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a strong halacha. But if you're going to learn like Tosfos just told us that it's me'ikar hadin, so then you need to understand why that is. So continues Tosfos, why is it? So he asks first, V'yaf agav d'kayim olon yashiv rabos shavah kesef kekesef afilu subin. What's the implied question, says Tosfos? You're going to tell me, of course you can pay with whatever you want, because we have a drasha of yashiv l'rabos afilu subin. What does that have to do with Ganav or Gazlin? Why do we think that this din of Yashiv should apply even to Ganav or Gazlin on the surface before Tosfos is the next line? Because
it's not one of the main Nizikin.
We have the list of the 24 of the Nizikin. So again, unless we have a reason to say not that way, Tosfos seems to be understanding that this is the type of halacha which would carry over. Yes, it's learned out initially from Bor, and we extend it for sure to the Dalet Avos Nizikin. But Tosfos seems to say that if I don't know otherwise, then the default position is that I'm obligated to pay, and I can even pay with Subin. If I can even pay with Subin, then the halacha should be the same, that I can pay with the shards, just like, right, what the Gemara asked on the bottom of Yudim Beis. Right, the same way the Gemara asked over there, why do I need a special drasha of for Bailam Metaklim Benevela of Amesi Yalo? Don't I know just because of the payment of Zubin? And then the Gemara Hati Machadish, no, it's like what we said last time, in Lumbus it's a totally different thing, it's not a payment. It's that he can insist, or that he gets it automatically, even if the Mazik doesn't want to pay it. But the Din of Yashiv is the default position. So it says Tosfos, the same thing should have been true for Ganav or Gazlin. And therefore, why is it true that Ein Shaman, Lo Gazlin, we should say, why not do Shaman? As long as in the end he's getting the right amount of money, if the halacha is that it works, Afilu Subin, he should be able to pay that. Yeah.
Isn't Shaman making the person always just pay more?
No. Shaman means...
Sorry, not. Isn't Ein Shaman always making the person pay more?
Not necessarily. It might just be that you have to, meaning, no, I think the way Rashi seems to be understanding it, and Tosfos is quoting Rashi, sounds like Shaman means we don't figure out the difference in order for you to be able to give back. We don't figure out the difference between the broken and the whole. So if I stole your vase that's worth $1,000 and then it chips on top. So it's still worth something, but it's certainly not worth as much. So I could say, as the ganav, I'm going to give back the vase, and let's just bring in an expert to figure out, you know, what it would be worth now. And then shaman, we figure out there's, and I pay the difference.
Seeing the value ends up being the same, but the gazan sold more cash. Because he's keeping the object in that guy's right? So he just pay, like in the case of the Nebela, right, where the Nebela is worth 10,
right,
and as a whole animal is worth 100,
right,
so he's now the guy's instead of only paying 90 and giving the Mazda, and giving the Nizak back the animal,
10 plus 90,
now he's going to
have, he's giving 100, and he's keeping 10.
So the value has to be the same,
correct?
Right. Anymore.
Yes. Cash or not cash, we'll get to. We haven't discussed cash, right? Right now, Rashi and Tosfos are focusing on the object, right? You have to give back a new object to replace the object that was lost. We'll get to cash.
All these cases, he's literally just handing back the same.
Right now, that's what it looks like. Not in the Nevela case. Not in the case on Yerba Vegas. But if this is the Nevela Shaman, that's what they said. Like Rashi said at the end, and now Tosfos quoted it, that right, you give back Kevin Melula Vashvar Mishalo. We'll get the cash. So Tosfos quotes this from Rashi. So again, so the default position should have been that you should be able to pay with the shard as long as you add the additional amount, because Yashir should apply to any one of the Chav Dalet of us the Zikin. So it says Tosfos. Ganav and Gazan are different. Mishum Dechsiv Asher Gazal. It says that Beheshev Esak Gzela Asher Gazal. Why didn't it just say Beheshev Esak Gzela? You should return the Gzela.
What's added by return the Gzela that you stole? What else are you returning besides what you stole? Darshan from this Asher Gazal Ke'en Shagazal.
Like you stole it. Like not correct, exactly. Hilkach, therefore, Tzarech Lahachzir HaGazela Odomeha. So Tosos now, again, whether it's a chiddush or not, you can figure out. But Tosos says, we'll understand in a moment why. Tosos says, Ke'en Shagazal tells us, A, that you have to, that you can't pay Shavei Kesef, and therefore you have to give back the thing. B, it seems to be, you could also give money instead.
You could also give money. You can't pay Shavei Kesef.
Oh, you can't give Shavei Kesef. But there's a difference between Shavei Kesef and Kesef. Right, Shavei Kesef and Kesef. Shavei Kesef is
like Shavei Kesef.
Meaning that something which is not currency. Kesef is currency. Shavei Kesef would be, you know, paying with the zest, which is worth $100 instead of $100 cash. Ke'en Shagazal, I might have thought, oh, the drush is telling me you have to give back an object, and I have to go around and I have to, you know, find it. The Tosos is adding, again, which I think we can understand, and we'll articulate it in a moment, that not only is Ke'en Shagazal teaching us that you can't play with Shavei Kesef, but it also tells us that when you're paying Ke'en Shagazal, you can pay with money. You can pay with money. So again, according to Tosos, just to make sure the point is clear, according to Tosos, there is this drasha teaching me that Ganav and Gazlan have the din of Ein Shamin. According to Rashi, it's a little bit less clear. And according to Rashi, maybe he learns this din as only being what the Minhag Dayanim is. It's not 100% clear how Rashi understands this, because Tosos is going to quote other Gemara that seems to make this drasha. But again, the difference between Rashi and Tosfos seems to be whether it's Minhag HaDayanim or Ikar HaDin. But the source, now we know. The source, we know. Why is it Ein Shamin for Ganav and Gazan, even the Kepin Zaken? It's because the same way by Nizaken, we have a pasuk of Amesi Yelo, which tells us you can't go to the default position of Shavei Kesef. We have a different pasuk when it comes to Ganav and Gazan, which says Asher Gazal Ke'en Shagazal.
So Dameha.
You're allowed to pay kesef. You can pay object or kesef. You just can't pay shavik.
And that doesn't mean, like, if I steal your ox, right, and that one dies, I have to give you a new ox. It means kesef.
So now it was ora means either, right? According to Tosfos, has taught us now, if I stole your ox and the ox died, and you know what the value of the ox is, I can either buy you a new ox worth that amount of money and give you back an ox, or I can give you the exact value in dollars, in cash. But I can't give you, you know, three little sheep that are the equivalent of the value of the ox and say the Shavei Kesef. Shavei Kesef. When it comes to other things, I would be able to do that. Yeah.
So, is the point of the pasuk like, it's saying that the U.S. that you have to give the exact thing that you stole, and then therefore, and like, or is it like meaning you should give back the exact thing, but if you can't because something happens to the animal, then you should give the money?
Yes. No, it's unquestionable that if you have the original object and it's still in good condition, it's still in perfect condition, and you have it, then you have to return the object itself. That's the way it should be. The chiddush of the heishev says to return the stolen item. Asher Gazal is an added kiddush that if it's not in the original condition, then it should be something similar to what you stole, as opposed to Shavei Kesef.
So maybe how do the drushes not telling us that you have to go out and go burden yourself to
find
it?
Good. To find another in it. Good. Meaning, how does Tosfos know dummy?
How does Tosfos know that money is included as well? Good. Flip to the Rush.
I didn't get a chance to put it into the abbreviated Marco Comus this morning.
But the Rush in Simon Yudal.
It's the same Simon that we saw last week, but it's the end of it. So the Rush says, and he actually articulates this point a little bit more than Tosfos. So you start with that you have that Rish, which is from the Hilpula Charifta, little spicy peppers. The Rush is like V'chein Echol Chav Dalad Avos. The same thing is true when it comes again. This halacha of paying back the differential. When something happens to it, it's true when it comes to all the other physique. Bar except Migana the Gaza. The exception is Gana Gaza, Chatar the Shalom, the Hemon, the Gem Shleiman, the Nevet of Ashwar, and the Gana the Gaza. What we just said, right? They are the exception where you have to return the object itself. Why? The Migana Tsib. Chayim Shnayim Shalim Gaza Tsib is here. But Sup Sup can find Asher Gaza, Kain Shah Gaza. Then says the Rush, listen to these words. Umihu. Umihu. But Ma'os Yachol Litemo. You can still give money. So the same point that Tosfos says, but the Rush explains it. Why can you still give money? Dimali Hain Umali Dimayan. What difference is there if I give the object or if I give money? Kaven Shayachol Liknos Bahen Kain Shagaza. Once the halacha is that I have to return to you similar to what you have stolen. Similar to what I have stolen. What difference does it really make to the person if I'm giving him the money with which he can just go and quickly buy a replacement, or giving him the animal himself? You'll say, and therefore it's Kain Shagaza. You'll say, well, the same thing is true when it comes to Shalmi Kesef, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Rosh says. No, it's not true.
The Ganav or the victim?
Sorry, but
the one who
was stolen from. If I pay, okay, we're not talking about a case yet where, which is an interesting question, which is what would be the halacha if he doesn't have? Right, if he doesn't have. You know, the animal, he only has Shabbat Kesef. What's the halacha? We'll discuss that in a moment. But what the Rosh is trying to say, why, if the halacha is that I have to return to ancient Gaza like I stole, so I understand now that I have to give back an animal that's just like the one I stole, but why should it be true that money is good enough? So he says, cash is king. With the money, I can easily go and buy another animal. And that's considered to be Kain Shagaza. The fact that, in theory, anything can be sold, that's already a tier problem. I can't go with my, you know, chair to the guy who sells oxen and assume he's going to take it. I probably have to go to somebody who buys chairs, sell it to him, get the money. That's too far. That's already a tier problem. But the fact that you have to go, there's a benefit to that also. Cash is king. Cash is king is basically what the Rosh is saying. Yeah.
This is Mali, but there is a huge Mali, because, meaning, what if you give the guy the money worth of what you stole from him, and let's say it's a really hard to find thing, then he's not going to be able to get it back. Meaning, shouldn't the tircha be more on the mazik to try to find that item that was very rare for the guy to get back?
Okay.
The
guy I don't know, they're talking, again, if it's something which is very rare, it could be not gettable. We don't know if there's any. We don't know if there's any halacha like that. Mm-hmm. We don't know that there's a halacha that there's an obligation for the person who's stole to have any tircha.
No, I'm saying it's more like if someone.
You're saying it's not fair.
If someone's gonna have to burden himself, it isn't as far as it.
Again, it's similar. Again, it's similar to what you guys were bothered by when it came to the. You know, the Torah and the Veda. Why? It's not fair that the Nizak is stuck with the carpet. Life's not always fair. It's not fair. It's about making him whole. This is considered to be...
Now instead of if it's that rare, you know what? He can take the cash and he can buy something else with it. But he has full liquidity to do anything that he wants with it. I think that's the point. Is that you're making him whole with money, is Mali Hain, Mali Kmei, you can buy the other animal, or you don't have to buy the other animal, and you have a certain flexibility as well.
What if a guy can't buy what you had before?
If he can't get it, you can't get it. So nobody can get it. What's the difference?
No. Meaning it could be that it's harder for him to get it, but the other guy, no.
Again, we don't know that there is a halacha that he has to be matriya.
No, it's just a lashon of like, what's the difference, Mali? Like, there could be a million off. I mean, it's like, if it's hard to get, if it's sentimental.
You know, Meretz Hashem, we should have a whole bunch of children, and they're going to reach the age of bas mitzvah, and you're going to invite people, who are going to ask, what do your children, what do your children want as gifts?
Hopefully Tanakh.
All Svar, right?
Svar, but the girls will want Gemaras.
Right. You will see that they will be happier in general if they are given money instead of a gift. Again, there are different types of giving monies, but assuming that the person says, like, I'll give you an Amazon gift card versus them buying them, you know, a fourth suitcase that they don't need, or whatever the things you get, there's a flexibility that comes with money. We don't know that there is any halacha that you have to go out and buy anything. And I think we're thinking about it a little bit more from our very modern perspective, where there are, you know, 4 million different types of vases. I don't think the vase market in Chazal, I think the assumption was if you were giving a vase to replace it, you were taking a vase from your house that was in good condition and replacing it. If you're going to have an ox, you're going to take an ox from your house that's the same value, you're going to replace it with that. I don't know that there's any halacha that the Ghana has to go out and be matriach in order to make the person whole. His job is to make the person whole. The fact that the person, if he wants to go back to the exact same, you know, to some little tent, you know, out in the middle of Bavel, and that's the guy who makes the best vases, and only wants to go to him, so that's on him to figure out what he wants to do.
Okay, so
he's been made whole from what he's
done. That, then there really shouldn't be a lechachila of giving the actual thing back. It shouldn't make a difference.
There isn't.
You said the chachila is giving the thing back.
Oh, the avi itself?
Yeah. So why?
Because that's the first. Because that's what the pasuk says.
No, I'm saying, but
the pasuk says
it doesn't matter.
The pasuk, because you took my item. If you still have my same item, that I'm connected to. You have no right to hold on to that. That's the first part the pasuk says. But once I'm replacing it, then it's not that item anymore. So then there's no difference between an item and between cash. Yeah.
So two questions. One, I Mishum Svara, I think it makes sense to say that we would put more like responsibility in terms of like the tirfa on a gazlan over a mazik. Mazik, he was a fool, so he didn't do the shmira, and therefore his animal hoarded another animal. So
okay, I'm not going to disagree, but it doesn't mean that we still don't put it on anybody. Meaning,
right.
If we had to choose one, I hear your Svara, but the Svara, I don't think, is compelling. That if there's no source that we require, that we're going to now be without this.
Right. And second question is, why do we not mention Dala Behei by Gandhi Goslin here? Because it's not just like a straight exchange back and forth, right? If he
Because the Dala and Hay are always going to is always going to be money.
Oh, so it's not actually with
That's always going to be money. That's always going to be money. Okay, good. So that's what the rush fills in. So the Rosh has the Svara of Mali A and Mali Kmein, that's considered to be Gein Shagazal because it is that liquid. What happens, and then we'll just try to finish up that with the Gemara, but what happens in a situation in which the Ganav only has Shavah Kesef? Only has Shavah Kesef. What should be the halacha if the Ganav only has Shavah Kesef?
He has to sell it and give money?
Oh. Why would you say that?
Because then you can... Meaning, I think it depends. If it's like your mom, you're never allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So then sell it, get the equivalent, and give what you're going to give. If it's like, it's not preferable, but you have no other option, and we're still on the same thing.
So what may it depend on, in terms of what we've seen?
Yes, to be Mitarif or not. Much Riyaf or
not? Not that what we did see. Not that what we're suggesting. It may be dependent on Rashi versus Tosfos. Right?
Oh.
Right? Okay. If what Tosfos is saying is true, which is that, this is what Moshe was saying, if me'ikar hadin, you have to give only to Ein Shagazal,
So you only have Shavah Kesef, so you will have to sell your Shavah Kesef to get Kesef. To get Kesef. And then you'll have money and you'll be able to pay with money. If it's Minagadayanim, then maybe the Minagadayanim doesn't go that far. It's an open question. Open question. What?
We don't really know.
We're not 100% sure what Rashi is saying. What Rashi is saying is that it's some sort of Minagadayanim. If he's saying it's not making your Hadin, then it could be that at least if he doesn't have it, then we would default back to the Ikar Hatin. Okay, excellent. Very good. Fine. Back in the Gemara. Minagat Dayanim is in like Kineos. I think it's the way that the Dayanim used to judge. This is the way they passed it.
But if that's the way they passed it, why would they allow you to give anything else?
Because it's not based on a Pasuk. And you don't have it.
But it's still Pasuk. It's still Pasuk. Like, this one before Basin. And they said, okay, now you have to give back the Dayanim.
And then he says to them, but I don't have it. So now it's a different question. So now they have to Pasuk in that question.
They might have changed their ruling.
The ruling was that you have to pay with the same item from your house or with kesef.
Right, and the guy says, I don't have that.
So now they have to answer that question. That wasn't the question they answered. Correct. So we don't know the answer to that. You're right. The answer may be that we insist on this so much that we go. But the answer also could be that they do know that yashiv is true. They do have Yashiv. Again, Kain Shagazal, they're learning, I guess, and again, I'm not 100% clear on this point, right? According to Rashi, I'm not sure what happens with Kain Shagazal. I don't know if it's only an Asmachta, it's a suggestion. I don't know exactly what Rashi does with that. Yeah.
Question on that.
Yeah.
Shavah Kesef is a halacha for Nezikin. Not for Ganim and Gazim specifically.
Yashiv? Yashiv. That's the suggestion, is that again, what the Rush seems to say, is that it's true by all of us. Well, Ganim Gazan are one of the Avos, one of 24.
Right.
So it's broader than, that's still Nezikin.
Could the victim say like...
Broader tense.
Could the victim go against Basin? Like, not against me, but like, can the Nezik say like, listen, like let's say Basin said you have to pay me this, but like, I understand like you don't have it, you just give me like the Shavah Kesef.
You give me Mochel anything you want.
So you could be both.
It's a double shimon, yeah, absolutely.
So that would solve it, but that's also assuming he's okay with it.
Exactly.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Right. Okay, Vayitra and the Gemara, let's see if we can finish up this piece. These are the main akudos. Says the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, Iboyilahu. Gemara asks, Tachi Kamar, what did Shmuel mean when he said, af l'shovel, also the shovel. So you the hachi gamer, af l'shovel shamin. Does he mean that by a shovel, you'd be willing to do shamin v'abba modali? And then Abba, Rav, agreed to me that shovel is the same as?
Nezikin.
Good, Nezikin. Oh, Dilma, hachi gamer. Or did he mean the opposite? Vani omer af l'shovel, ain't shamin. When he says Af L'Shol, he was going back on the Ein Shaman, and it's like Ganav and Gazan. And then on that, Abba Modali. So that's the question. Again, Shmuel was being terse in this statement, so which one did he mean? So Tashma, they bring a Raya, Dahu, Gavra, Dishol, Narga, Mechavre, there was a person who borrowed. It's a case of She'ela. So he borrowed an axe, Rashi says, a Garzin from his friend, Tavra, and he broke it. Also, the Kamei, the Rav, and he came in front of Rav, Amar Le, Zil Shlim Le, Narga Me'alya. You have to give back a brand new axe.
Translate that as a brand new one.
Or a new one. Okay.
No, see,
Me'alya is a good one. It means not broken.
What is Me'alya?
It doesn't have to. Me'alya means good. It means a good axe, not broken.
But is that.
It doesn't have to be brand new. I don't think they had a concept of brand new.
How do you know that doesn't mean just return the axe that you stole?
Because it says Me'alya.
That means it can't be what you...
It means a good one as opposed to a broken one.
Okay.
Or was what... Yeah. Shema Mina, what do you see from this? Ain't Shaman. That's exactly the same kind of scenario that Rashi was talking about. Says the Gemara. Adarabba. Ida Amri Le Rakana Rasi Darab Dina Hachi Vishasik. And the fact that the Ravasi and Rav Kahana were there and they responded to Rav, is this really the din? And they were questioning him. Vishasik. And he was quiet. Shema Mina Shamin.
It must be that in the end, that wasn't how Rav was assuming, and in fact, he, in the end, agrees that when Shmuel, again, and I mean that's the Abba Modali, right? When Rav agreed to it, would be Rav saying, in fact, that Shaman is true by the case of Sheila.
It's like, I'll get this last line. What's your friend?
What do you mean?
What is this?
That's the end of the story. We didn't have that part yet.
What do you mean?
The story was, right, they had this guy borrows an axe and comes in front of Rav. Rav says, pay a new one. Interjects the Gemara right now and says, oh, if you have to pay a new one, it must be Ein Shaman. Then the Gemara says, whoa, whoa, whoa. There was more to the story. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were sitting there when Rav Kaskin this, and they asked him, Dina Haki, is that really what the din is? And he was quiet. He didn't respond. He didn't refute them and say, yeah, what are you guys talking about? So you see from the end of the story, in fact, that the halacha is Shaman. Why did he say it in this case? I don't know if it was something about the case, or if it was that he, when they questioned him, he changed his mind.
So why he said it because he thought that was the case?
Again, Abba Modali, right? That was the, right? Shmuel says, this halacha that I say about Shaman, about She'ela, I said something, and then Abba Modali. So it sounds like originally, if Rav agreed to him, that originally Rav thought not that way. So apparently, initially, Rav thought that the halacha would be.
What?
Yeah.
He agrees
to me.
Did not.
I think so. Otherwise, what's the chiddush of saying that he agrees with me? I think the chiddush of saying that he agrees with me is that we would have thought not. Again, and that's, according to Tosfos' Girsa, it reads even better. Because the original statement was Shmuel quoting it from Rav. Then Shmuel says, I had an addition, and then Rav came around and agreed to me on that addition. And that's the maskan of the Gemara. That in fact, it says the Gemara, V'hilvasa, Ein Shaman. I don't know. Shaman, and then we'll pick up with the next part. Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow.